Welcome back, everyone. Today we are doing a deep dive into something I think is so fascinating, and that is the Gospel of Luke, specifically verses 3.10:18. It's a passage that really just speaks to me about the power of ancient texts and how they can still give us something to think about today. And we are focusing on John the Baptist and the message that he was giving. So I think this deep dive is going to be really cool because we are going to unpack this passage and see what timeless messages we can find for ourselves.
I love it. You know, when I look at this passage, what really jumps out at me is just that fundamental human need for guidance. It starts with all these different groups of people, crowds, tax collectors, even soldiers,
Right.
and they all come to John the Baptist with the same question: what should we do?
It's so true. And I think it's striking how this question is something that we still ask ourselves today. And
Absolutely.
no matter what your background is, no matter what your job is, we all have this desire to know the right path.
Yeah, it's that universal search for purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what I really appreciate about John is that he doesn't give them some kind of vague platitude.
Yeah.
He offers them some concrete advice that is actually tailored to their situation.
That's right. Like he gets down to the nitty-gritty and says, okay, if you're in this group, if you're in this walk of life, this is what you need to be doing to kind of live a righteous life.
So let's break down that advice a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it. So first we have the crowds, and these are people who are probably feeling the weight of Roman rule,
Yeah.
economic hardship, like life is not easy for them.
I
And
bet.
John tells them, share what you have with those in need. Share your cloaks, your food. Help each other out.
You know, I think it's easy for us to kind of read that and say, oh, that's just basic charity.
Yeah.
But I think it's actually a lot more radical than that.
It is. It's a pretty profound statement for the time. Because he's essentially challenging the social and economic system.
Yes, where the rich were getting richer
Particular.
and the poor were just struggling to survive.
That's right. He is advocating for a redistribution of wealth, for social responsibility. This is like early seeds of social justice,
It is.
right?
And then you have the tax collectors.
Ooh, the tax collectors. These guys were not the most popular people.
Not exactly known for their honesty.
Yeah, they had a reputation for being pretty corrupt.
Right.
And John tells them to collect no more than what is prescribed.
That's interesting.
He is saying, don't exploit your position. Don't take advantage of people. Be honest. Be fair. And I think that message is still so relevant today.
Yeah. I mean, we see corruption, tax evasion, corporate greed, all these things happening, you
So
know?
it's like this message transcends time and place.
Absolutely. And then there are the soldiers who often abuse their power. And John tells them to avoid extortion, violence, and false accusations. Like, again, a very direct call to live with integrity.
It is, even when you're in a position of authority. So it's this consistent message running through all of his advice of
Right.
like,
Be just.
be just, be fair, treat people with respect.
Yeah. And I think, like, it's really interesting because we then get to this part where the people start wondering if John himself might be the Messiah.
Oh, yeah. The anticipation is building.
Right.
They're looking for someone to save them
Yes.
from Roman oppression, to usher in a new era.
Right. Of peace and prosperity.
Yeah.
And it's understandable why they would look to John with his powerful message
Yeah.
and his charisma.
Totally.
Then John does something really unexpected. He basically says, hold on, everyone. I'm not the one you're waiting for. Someone even mightier is coming, and he will baptize you
Yeah.
with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Whoa. That image of baptism by fire would have been really powerful for the
Yeah.
people hearing this.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, fire was associated with judgment and purification in the Old Testament.
So it's not just about a spiritual cleansing. It's also about this idea
Yeah.
of a reckoning, a
That's right.
separation.
That's right. Of the good from the bad, the wheat from the chaff. John is basically saying this coming Messiah is going to bring about a new era marked by both judgment and renewal.
And yet, in the midst of all this talk about fire and judgment, it says that John preached good news to the people. That seems kind of contradictory.
Yeah, I can see how you would think that, but I think it makes sense when you consider the context.
Okay, how so?
Well, remember, the people were living under oppressive rule. They were longing for change. So the promise of a coming Messiah who would cleanse the world of evil and establish a just kingdom, that was good news.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like even a message of judgment can be good news if it offers hope for a better future.
Precisely. It's about repentance, transformation, and ultimately the possibility of a world redeemed.
So we've got these timeless principles
Yeah.
of generosity, justice, integrity, advice that's still so relevant today.
Yeah. And we also have this powerful message of hope, anticipation for something greater than ourselves.
And I think that leaves us with a question. For all of you listening, how do these themes resonate with your own life today? What good news are you seeking? Or perhaps, what good news do you have to share with others?